an absolute beatdown in Cincinnati, where the liberal police chief blames the victims, which is pretty much par for the course for the left. We're going to get into that in a second, but first, I want to get into this. Folks, there isn't often that I misunderstand or misassess the Democrats, what they think and what they believe. But I figured this trend in the Democrat Party of, and if you watch, I mean, you really watch the hottest, hippest people right now. A year ago, it was transgender men, men transitioning to be women. Remember Kamala Harris's first stop? Presidential, you know, in her presidential campaign was to the RuPaul Drag Race show. Hang out with men who think they're women or say they are or something. But that was, you know, last year. Now, the hottest, hippest people are illegal immigrant violent gang members. Why? Well, because the Democrat leadership said they were, and the Democrat voters are like sheep. Hottest, hippest people are violent gang members. They are perceived to be fellow travelers. And they're loved in part because they bring the Democrat Party their voters. They human traffic, including sex trafficking, but that's not really a big deal. So I had thought that the Democrats were just brainwashed. They aren't getting real news about who ICE is deporting, and to some extent they're not. That they see these gangsters as victims. Remember when CNN tried to interview one? Get him to criticize Trump, and he's like, no, I'm not doing that. He kind of liked Trump. He just says, look, I'm doing what I got to do. He's sitting there with his gun. CNN went away disappointed, thought that they could get the cartel gang member to criticize Trump. The guy had his automatic weapon just sitting right there. And they loved him. They thought he was cool and hip and hot. They wanted to hang out with him. They want one of these on every corner. Folks, this is incredible. New poll by Harvard Harris. 48% of Democrats favor, are you ready for this? Favor blocking the deportation of convicted criminals. Now, Harvard Harris is a Democrat polling firm. It's run by Hillary Clinton's former pollster. Been with the Clintons for years. 48% of Democrats now oppose the deportation of convicted criminal illegal immigrants. So these are not people convicted of immigration violations. These are people who are illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, either in their own country or here. They want to keep them. Now, look at the overall number. 65% across the board, U.S. society. 65% oppose these lunatic Democrats going to these ICE facilities, trying to block the deportation of violent criminals, sanctuary cities trying to block the deportation of violent criminals. So that's where society as a whole is 65%. So that's a really good proxy for, you know, honestly, you might as well ask the question, are you sane? Yes, I am. Cool. 65%. No, I'm not. Okay, you're a Democrat. 35% support keeping the violent illegal immigrant criminals, including 48% of Democrats. Folks, if you poll this in California or a lot of these liberal states, you're going to end up with majorities want the criminals. Why? They have become radicalized. Whatever Trump is for, hey, that's a violent illegal immigrant gangster. Golly, he's cool. Trump doesn't want him. I do. Do you know why? No, I don't have a brain cell that's functioning in my head. I'm a liberal. Yank my nose ring. Unbelievable. Another amazing finding in this for a Democrat polling firm, 67% of Americans believe the Biden administration's open border policies were deliberate. So that's huge. They're getting it. He wasn't confused. He wasn't drooling. He wasn't senile. And he meant to close the border on, you know, Monday, but by Thursday had forgotten. He did this on purpose, which is true. But folks, when we have nationally, across the board, 48% of Democrats want to keep even the violent illegal immigrant convicts here. This party can never get into power again. They will destroy this country. We will lose swaths of this country to violent gangs. They will infiltrate, particularly where the police are defunded. You think we've lost territory? You saw what happened in Aurora. They're just telling landlords, hey, you know, don't come back on your own property. We'll kill you and your entire family. And then they beat the manager of the property near to death and send him to deliver the message. Oh, that's going to be swaths of cities. And the Democrats won't care. We will lose territory. You want to see how bad it is? Folks, the most shocking number on this show yesterday came from Fox News. And it's one of those things that I am mind blown over. And it's this: 214 child sex offender illegal immigrants rounded up by ICE in the first 6 months of this year. 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders rounded up by ICE in the first 6 months of this year. Oh, you thought I meant nationally? Nah, just in Texas. 214 just in Texas. That'd be shocking, wouldn't it? 214 just in Texas? Wow. There's like a army contingent of sex offenders who've come here. But it's not just in Texas. Now I'm going to shock you some more. That was just in Houston. I'm going to let that just sink in for a minute here. Last 6 months, just in Houston, Sanctuary City, ICE has picked up, with no help from them because they refuse to help. They love, child sex abuse is really just love to the Democrat. But truly it is. You could see that from the UN proclamation that they should decriminalize it. Celebrate it. 12 and up. Yeah, you're old enough to have a relationship with an adult. Let's get it on. That's the Democrat. That's what they think. Especially the leadership, right? So this is not a big deal to them, but to normals it is. 200, Fox News reporting, 214 illegal immigrant sex offenders picked up by ICE in just the first 6 months of the Trump presidency. What's in Greenville? Anybody know? What's in the upstate? I don't know. Henry McMaster's practically running a sanctuary state. I don't know. I'll tell you this, though. Center for Immigration Studies says there's 105,000 illegal immigrants in South Carolina. 35% of them have criminal records outside of their immigration records. They're here. They're here. Henry won't help round them up. Trump asked him in February, still pretending not to know that, despite more than 600 calls and emails from this audience. Because he loves sex offenders. I don't know. Somebody asked the governor, why you love sex offenders? Why won't you help Trump clean them up by deputizing our highway patrol, our deaner, all of our state offices, and opening an alligator Alcatraz here? He asked you in February. You're pretending you don't know what, because you think to what? Do pedophiles work in the factories for your shiny shoe friends, the ones you hang out with at the ribbon cuttings? You don't want the embarrassment of deporting them? You just don't care. You're like a Democrat? I don't know. What a loser, governor. He is such a loser. But that gives you an idea of what the Democrats let in and what is hiding in sanctuary cities like a virus, like a disease, awaiting the end of the Trump presidency so it can spill back out and infect the rest of the country. 214 illegal immigrant sex offenders rounded up by ICE just in Houston. Did you pull the Democrats? 48% want to keep them. They want them here and they want them free and they want them running around, illegal immigrant criminals. I don't know how we get this back out of the Democrat Party, folks. It's a disease. Well, the liberal left is freaking out over Sydney Sweeney. And no one understands what's actually happening here. By now, you can't possibly have missed this ad if you live on the planet. She's beautiful. Happens to be white and to look great in a pair of jeans. It's this line specifically that spun the left out in the American Eagle jeans commercial.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney, Casper Keynes.
Okay. Let me decode this for you. This isn't hard. Guys all over the internet are trying to explain this to everybody else. As he's saying, she has great genes. They close crop in on her breasts. They don't mean genes. They're not trying to deliver. Well, I'll let MSNBC explain.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacists.
No, you hag. She actually is a hag. No offense. I just call it as I see it. No. It's this commercial by American Eagle Outfitters. It is a takeoff on the famous Brooke Shields commercial by Calvin Klein. If you are old enough, you remember it. I do not, but I saw it on the internet. The Nothing Comes Between Me and My Calvin's campaign, where she's jamming herself into these jeans. She clearly doesn't have any underwear on. And that was very scintillating for the time, right? Listen to the original commercial. This is a take off on.
The secret of life lies hidden in the genetic code. Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual and passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations. Occasionally, certain conditions produce a structural change in the gene, which will bring about the process of evolution. This may occur in one or more of the following ways. Firstly, by
anyway, she's mating. Jamming herself into the genes. She's laying back, you know, jamming herself into them. And she talks about, you know, survival of the fittest is whoever has the best genes. The Sydney Sweeney ad is an homage to that. The left knows it. They do. But what they're trying to do is force an apology, break either Sydney Sweeney or American Eagle or both. Why? Okay. For the same reason, let me rewind and explain something to you. Have you noticed what's going on with advertising? You white, male? Nobody in these commercials looks like you anymore, do they? You straight? Now you're not going to see that. Movies? Plenty of gay kissing. No straight kissing, though. Netflix said, hey, nobody wants to see that anymore. So we're stripping it out of romances. I'm watching romance movies now where there's not only is there not, you know, sex, there's not even any kissing. All right, well, no one wants to see heteronormativity. And have you seen commercials? Everybody is either gay or brown, which is fine. I mean, we should have some diversity, you know, whatever. But when certain groups that vote in the majority Republican are systematically cut out and never allowed to be seen in our society, now that's a problem. Where is it coming from? The actual fight here by the Democrats is over the fact that the stock price for American Eagle has gone up 16% since those ads came out. Why? Before, it would not have been allowed to go up. To understand the fundamental fight here, you got to go read this article. And then you'll understand it. You know, everything comes down to money. This does too. Wall Street Journal, September 5th, 2024. Read this article. You'll understand what's going on with Sydney Sweeney. Ford, Coors Light, and other brands retreat from gay rights index. Ah, now we're getting to it. What gay rights index? The Human Rights Campaign. Who runs that? Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager. What do you get? A rating. What do you have to do? Here's the censorship part. You have to ensconce liberal do-gooders across your company and give them final say in the advertising department. That's why everybody either looks gay, brown, or transgender in our ads. And we don't see mainstream America or even normal America or even woke culture. It's not represented in ads anymore. Why? Why would they do? Do you ever wonder why would they do this? This is only appeals to like, you know, 1% of the buying public. Because of the Human Rights Campaign. Here's how it worked. And it gave Obama and the Democrats total say. You had to put them in your hiring department. You had to turn over your hiring stats to make sure you were hiring radical liberal minorities who had no qualifications. And you were also rated for the content of your commercials. You had to show minority groups and your movies and your entertainment. It had to all be written in or you'd get a negative score. What happens to you when you get a negative score? When you don't let the Democrat Party essentially inside your company to censor all of your communications and make it look woke. What happens to you? The big liberal, Larry Fink run Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock's, the big hedge funds don't buy your stock, even if you're killing it. Which does what? Kills your stock. Kills your stock. Now, as soon as Trump won, what happened? Well, here's Wall Street Journal again. Same article. You read it. You understand what's going on here. This is the play. When Ford scaled back its diversity initiatives, it called out one organization by name. Human Rights Campaign. That is the censorship iron fist of the Democrat Party. The automaker last week told employees it would stop providing workplace data to the gay rights lobbying group. So, folks, they were fakely remaking the culture so all you could see was woke, woke, woke. Everything. Yeah, folks, you saw the commercials. Everybody's genderless. People are genderless in movies now. There's no masculinity. There's no real femininity, all wiped away. So everyone looks like, well, Barack Obama, the soyest, most genderless president ever. It was always fake and under fear. And this is American Eagle breaking out of that mold, saying to heck with you. And then the terror for the left. Their stock was allowed to rise without Democrat Party permission. And that is why they are freaking out.